Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. iCast is like Christmas in July for fishermen and manufacturers, and it's coming up next week in Orlando, so I thought we'd peek ahead at what our friends at Rapala VMC 13 Fishing Crush City have in store. Matt Jensen from Rapala is coming up later on in the show. Also today, it's been a couple of weeks now, so let's check in with the kid, Trey McKinney, about what went wrong to cause his day two wait at Smith Lake to be DQ'd. And in a leadoff role, one of the beneficiaries of that, Chris Johnston, now just 39 points off the lead and heading to his part of the country. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy that's one of the real pursuers. All right, this is a guy we're going to get things started with that is Chris Johnston. And he's only 39 points back now in the Angler of the Year. And he's going to, you know, Champlain, which he's always had good success with. And then to the St. Lawrence River, which is like an ATM machine for him. And so we'll see how this all shakes out. But he joins us on the VMC line. Chris, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on the show.
By the way, mid-90s every day with about 100% humidity here in the dirty South. So I assume that you're enjoying that nice, beautiful weather that you've had this week up there, even though I know you've had a little rain.
Yeah, 100%. We're getting a little bit of a monsoon right now. We're getting the remnants of a hurricane. But other than that, it's been really good. I just spent 2 or 3 days on the St. Lawrence River, actually, and it was about 75 to 80 degrees. It was perfect weather for fishing.
Yeah, and it's you know, kind of the perfect little storm of things that have happened here with Trey McKinney's DQ of day two at Smith Lake. It kind of bunched everybody up, and you look at this top 10, I think it's only 60-something points from 1 to 10 right now, but you're 39 points back, and I don't know, I'm doing some math here. Last year you were, I think, 23rd, 24th, something like that, you know, and out of Plattsburgh, and then second out of Clayton. I look at those numbers, man, and I think that if you do that again, you're right there. I mean, they better catch them in front of you because you'll be right there.
Yeah, I'll be knocking on the door, but you never know. The guys in front of me, they've caught them all year, and they're very good at fishing, and especially forward facing. So I feel like Hamner or McKinney or I don't know, some other ones around me there, that they're all going to be consistent as well. So I feel like I'm going to have two top 10s to have a chance at it.
Hamner, McKinney, Cody Huff, and then you. And Cody's, yep. Cody's good with the electronics. But you don't suck with that either. I mean, let's be honest.
No,
I mean,
no, that's, I had to learn.
Yeah. Is it the great equalizer when it comes to, especially to the to Lake Ontario? I grew up in the Finger Lakes and in Rochester, New York, right on the shore of Lake Ontario. So, you know, we used to spend a lot of time fishing up there out of Clayton and out of Waddington as well. And has it been the great equalizer, though, now that everybody seems to be able to find those offshore fish?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it took me, some of these areas I used to fish took me 10 years to find, and you'd only find them on perfectly calm days. You could see down in the water visually looking like 15 to 20 feet, finding light patches, and like, it took years to find these spots. Now, a forward facing, it can be rainy, windy, and you just go drift your boat over and be like, oh, there's fish over there, and not even necessarily know what's on the bottom, but you see the fish and you can catch them. So it's definitely taken the advantage away a lot, and I feel like it's getting harder every year for me to be consistent on that place, because it's hard to find a needle in a haystack, like a spot no one's found.
Well, look, I don't want to say nothing about what hard is there, but, you know, I started fishing tournaments in the late 80s out of the St. Lawrence and out of Clayton, and I had a state-of-the-art Ranger 375, which was 17 feet 10 inches, baby, with a 150. You know, that was the max that we were allowed, with a 150 on the back. And you head out to the Galoo Islands or one of those things, and you don't know if you're getting back. You know what I mean? I mean,
it's 100%. And I bet you were fishing some largemouth too back then. No one really
did
fish smallmouth back then.
Did, especially if we went out of Cape Vincent or out of you know up the river a little bit. There was a lot of really good largemouth, because I remember one tournament that was a Redmond. Remember the Redmond deal? It was Redman. It was before, you know, FLW. And Jimmy Houston won a two-day deal up there that I fished in, and he had 31 pounds for 2 days. And, you know, because the smallmouth were 3 pounds and the largemouth were 4 pounds. You know, you'd look for 4-pound largemouth, and you could go up in there and you found some great largemouth spots, and you could do some damage. Well, you know, Mosley did that a couple of years ago. Remember, he went and caught some largemouth and stayed in the top 10 for quite a while. There's still decent largemouth there.
There's still great largemouth fishing, and it probably hasn't gotten any better or worse than when you fished, but the smallmouth have just blown up so much that you're taking away your chance of catching 23 to 28 pounds of smallmouth.
Yeah.
And there's so many more smallmouth, so I don't even target the largemouth. I'll take all the largemouth stuff out of my boat just so I'm not even tempted. It's smallmouth or nothing, because that's what it's going to take to win.
Smallmouth Disneyland, as Takuito calls it. And, you know,
it's the best smallmouth fishery in the world still right now.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, Bassmaster just came out with her top 100, rated it the best fishery in the country, number one fishery in the country, and there's no doubt about it. It was all about, you know, people ask me this, you know, why, what was it like when you were there and when you were growing up there, and, you know, it started with the zebra mussels, you know, and everything got filtered with the zebra mussels. We thought it was the end of the world when those things came in, and it was like, oh, the fishing is going to suck. And then the gobies, and then the gobies came, and it was like a smorgasbord, I mean, for those fish, and you know, like I said, 3 mouth smallmouth, 3 pound smallmouth became 5 and 6 pound smallmouth, and that's what it is now. So, you know, it's been
those gobies are like, they're like little chocolate bars to the fish.
Yeah,
they just eat and eat and gorge themselves, and they're getting so big so quick now that it's unbelievable in the last 10 years how far the lake's come for size of fish.
Now, before you get there, it's Champlain, and that doesn't suck either. I mean, what's nice about Champlain, you know, it's always a mix there as well. You know, guys have done some damage in the past, you know, as a, you know, what largemouth there as well. It doesn't seem like Ticonderoga is as big a deal as it used to be, right? I mean, it used to be guys make that run, and it would be like running in the ocean to get there, and it seems to be that you don't see as many guys making that run anymore.
No, and I used to be one of those guys. I used to love making that run to Ticonderoga, flipping grass for largemouth, but now the smallmouth has actually gotten bigger on Champlain too, and a lot of 18 to 23 pound bags of smallmouth are now coming in. It's very common. So what's the point in running to Ticonderoga to hope to get 20, 21 pounds when you can stay up north, fish longer, and you got better chances of catching 23 pounds of smallmouth now? And again, the electronics have gotten so good that it makes it hard to even go fish for largemouth, because it's opened up a whole new fishery on Champlain, because a lot of the fish we didn't know that they were just swimming around chasing bait, and now that's what's dominating the tournament. So,
yeah,
it's changed things up.
Yeah, it sure did change things up, and it was interesting. It was Greg Hackney said, I love the way he referred to it. He said, "Who knew that they were out there in the ocean?" That's what he said. He said, "They're out there in the ocean. I didn't realize that. You know, we thought they were all, you know, in tight." Are you finding at all fish getting conditioned at all to the electronics? Do you feel like they're kind of, I've heard a little bit of that. Do you think that's happening at all?
100%. And especially, for example, Lake St. Clair, you get your live scope, you're shooting at the fish, and they start coming towards you. They hit a point, and it's almost at like 40 feet out in front of you. Mm-hmm. They can feel that electronics, and you'll see them dart to the bottom or take off. And if you don't get your bait out to them now, when they're way out from the boat, you won't catch those fish because they've gotten conditioned and they're getting used to it. So they are learning, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've heard guys talking about seeing schools swimming away from them, chasing them, you know, and the whole school is just moving away. You know, there is that as well. All right, well, you got to be rejuvenated a little bit. I mean, you hate it for the kid, right? But on the other hand, you got to be rejuvenated. Everybody's kind of bunched up a little bit now and, you know, and go to a couple of places where we see a little bit of a different kind of angler, you know, shine, although it's not so much like that anymore. The northern guys do well in the south. The southern guys do well in the north. It seems like more and more everybody's kind of, you know, everybody can catch them.
Yeah, the electronics have leveled the playing field a lot. So, and then one other thing is you watch Bassmaster Live, you see what areas have won the tournaments in the past, especially right. on big lakes like Lake Champlain or Lake Ontario. And it's hard to find new spots. They don't just make them every day because there's only so many rock shoals or points and stuff to fish. And so that's why I spent 3 days at a Lake Ontario, and I fished stuff I've never fished before that didn't look good, mm-hmm. and just trying to find that one spot that no one's going to find, and hopefully it's loaded with 5-pounders here in a month. So I don't know if I found it, but I'm hoping.
Yeah, it could happen. Well, have safe travels down to ICAST. I know you'll be doing your thing down there with your sponsors and so on. And, you know, top three come on after every Elite Series event. So maybe we'll be talking again here sometime in August.
I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to catching some smallmouth, that's for sure.
All right, man, we appreciate you. Thanks.
No problem, bye.
That's Chris Johnston. Great job there. All right, when we return, Trey McKinney. All right, we're gonna uncover what happened there. He's going to explain it next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, look, I could have done this last week coming off of Smith Lake, but I thought, you know what, let me give Trey McKinney a week to just kind of settle this whole thing in his head a little bit and get his mind around what happened to him at Smith Lake. He has been leading for most of the season in the AOI, was leading substantially, had that 16-plus pound bag on day two. He was going to open this lead up and maybe pretty much finish off the AOI before they even headed north. And then a funny little thing happened on the way to the weigh-in where he was behind and ended up having his entire catch DQ'd. And now he's 24 points back of Justin Hanmer, which certainly is a doable thing. There's no doubt about it, as much as we love Justin. And Trey joins us now here on the VFC Hook. Trey, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
I am fantastic. One of the things they say about youth is that you have a shorter memory. You know what I mean? You don't have as much stuff rolling around in your brain. Have you kind of settled this out of your mind right now to the point where you're like, okay, I'm in second place by 24 points. I got two tournaments to go. Let's go.
It is, you know, and that's the thing that it kind of hurts almost as much, you know, is I basically all the work that I had done for the beginning of the season was to kind of set myself up for, you know, what was happening. You know, that was the most hurtful part about it, to realize that, you know, after a full tournament, I still have a chance at this thing, you know, only if I could have, you know, the little things, if I could have just even come to weigh in and even the next day, not even caught him as good, you know, everything would have still been all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's still going to haunt me. You know, it was a huge thing to me. But, you know, at the same time, if the Lord wants it to happen, you know, if it's going to be meant to be, it'll be meant to be. If it's not, you know, we still have tons of years, well, hopefully, you know, and still got time to work at it, fish on it. The more I fish these places, you know, the more I can familiarize myself with them, because, like, St. Lawrence is a place that last year we had an open here, and I fished, but I stayed down at Waddington, you know. I didn't really go anywhere. I played it safe. Same thing because of points. Just didn't know if I could make it back or if the wind got up, stuff like that. So just getting more familiar around these places to kind of go down near the lake, because they always say the fish is bigger. And now that I'm getting to piddle around out here and idle and hopefully find them.
Yeah, yeah. And Trey's before the cutoff there, you did spend some time at Champlain before the July 8th cutoff lake date there, and has been able to spend a little bit of time before he gets on a plane and heads south for ICAST next week. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, if you wanted to just create drama here in this whole thing, I mean, the whole top 10's within like 60 points. We're gonna talk to Chris Johnston in a moment, and he's, you know, hot on their tail now and looking to zero in, going to a couple of places that he's very familiar with. You didn't have to do this, though, to create drama. You know, you could have just had this be nice and easy and drama-free. I know what you're doing here. Just trying to create drama is all you're trying to do. Yeah, right.
I just wanted, you know, I wanted people to sweat. You know, I needed, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I know. It could have just been so nice and peaceful. Honestly, now that I think about it, like, it was way more stressful even having a big lead. Like, that was more stressful than what it is now. Like, now is, like, kind of the point where, okay, I'm behind, and I realize, okay, I screwed up, and now I'm just gonna fish a win. You know, I'm going out there to kind of, you know, maybe throw a few curveballs, maybe make a farther run than what I would have. You know, just kind of just kind of go for it. I mean, for these last two, because, you know, even if he doesn't stumble, I'm still going to try. It's still part of it. Yeah. You know, every tournament is the goal to win. You know, sometimes you have your opportunities, sometimes you don't, but right now I just kind of, you know, after I literally got done with Smith and I was like screwed up pretty bad, but you know, it's all right. And I drove straight all the way to New York after that, the next night. And I got up here and I was like, I'm going to idle. I'm going to fish. I'm going to have a good time. I'll have fun. And I'm just going to try to learn the lake in the time I got and hopefully put myself with opportunities.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, if the Lord, if he wants this to happen, it'll happen. And that's that. You know, another thing in the Bible, you're promised trials and tribulations. You're promised that you're going to have some sort of trial and tribulation. So you could really take the attitude. You could look at it and say, okay, all right, I see what's going on here and bounce back from it. So, I mean, if you accept it that way, there's nothing you can do. I mean, your watch still says, you know, 3 o'clock and you thought it was 2 o'clock or whatever, you know, it you can't change that, right? So, I mean, I guess that's the attitude you got to have.
Exactly. You know, it's like, and it was one of those times where, like, I'd never been so confident. Like, it would have been different if I was like, okay, it takes me 15 minutes to get back. I pushed it. I was late, whatever else like that. No, I just, like, thought I was in a different time. Like, you know, like, I've never been so confident of that. So that was kind of the mistake on me is that day. It just kind of, everything kind of slipped away, and I got locked in on something. And it was truly just a mistake. So, and hopefully, you know, we're going to ride it on the back of my hand, my feet, my knees. I'm going to have it on my shirt. I'm going to have my check-in time everywhere. So,
well, you know, how about an alarm? Right, an alarm on your phone. Right? You put the alarm on your phone. It goes off a half an hour before check-in, and then you're good. I mean, the thing will go off. I thought you might have gotten tripped up the whole Central Eastern time thing, but you're from – where you are in Illinois, isn't that Central Time? So, I mean, that shouldn't maybe not.
Yeah, everything was good. And what I need to do is every time as well, I need to, like, change my times on my graphs, like my units, to the accurate time as well. So that's another good thing. But, no, I knew exactly what time it was. You know, I every time I'd look, I'd be like, okay. I was like, I still got this time and everything else like that. So it's truly just like, it was just a mishap on my end that I just kind of let it slip away. But, you know, it's all right. It does hurt that, you know, catching a big bag and realizing that I would have been sitting, you know, whatever, third or second the second day. But, you know, like you said, if the Lord is meant to be and he wants it to be, it's going to happen. And, you know, what could happen to the comeback story, you know? If it was able to happen, it would be crazy. So,
yeah. I think that
we're just gonna stay positive.
I think the graphs – I thought they had, I'm pretty sure on mine they have the automatic setting where it changes, you know, with time zones, just kind of like your watch or your phone does, you know, where it automatically changes in the time zone. But, you know, here's something to recommend to whether you folks at Garmin or Lowrance or, you know, I'm a Hummingbird guy are listening. I mean, what about an alarm on the graph? I mean, how cool would it be for you to be able to set an alarm? Say your check-in time is 3 o'clock. You set the alarm at 2:30 on the graph, and the graph beeps at you. It goes off right there as you're looking at the thing. It tells you, "Hey, knucklehead, you got a half an hour to get in." You know what I mean? That would make
sense. Absolutely. You know, hey, some people have different problems than others. I get mine is time, I guess. So I mean, that would be a help. But no, it's 100%. You know, we're just staying positive about it. We're just gonna work hard, and that's the thing. Like, it's kind of crazy, and I love it. You know, like, I just never want to be able to say that, you know, if I would have tried harder, or if what if I would have done this, what if I would have done that. You know, that's kind of the thing that, you know, I just don't want to look back and be able to say that. So these next whatever 3 or 4 years, if I'm able to stay on the elite and so forth, I'm gonna live the life like I am now, and just kind of every next event I'm going somewhere else, and then when duck season rolls around, I'm gonna disappear.
The other thing that you're dealing with is, you know, people talk about their peers, you know, out there on it. You really don't have any peers. I mean, there are some other, there are the rookies. They're only a couple of years old, but there are no teenagers on the Elite Series. There are no, and you've dealt with a lot of envy. You read, I'm sure you hear all the noise and all the chatter and all that other kind of stuff. And there's no other 18 or 19 or 20 year olds really out there that you get to talk to that have that same mindset as yours. They're young guys, but not as young as you are. That's got to be a thing.
It is, you know, and that's like I was asking anybody, you know, like somebody out there, just anybody that's been through the business, anything, like anytime I ever come across somebody that, you know, has been through something, I'm just like, hey, dude, I'm like, can you just, you know, just give me your few words of wisdom just on how you approached it. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of, and I've asked, you know, five or six people that, you know, are very, I mean, well thought of in this industry. And I just kind of like, you know, see how they done it, see how they kind of filtered everything out, just kind of build my own puzzle, you know, take one piece from everybody and be like, okay, this is how I want to do it. This is how, okay, like hear from this, you know, it's just kind of, I'm trying to build my own puzzle on it. I'm trying to be quiet, you know, I don't feel like it would help me or benefit me anything to get on there and blah, 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 you know,
yeah.
on the I guess, social media side of things, because that's how I look at it is mostly is I know what I done. It was, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, people that don't see that, you know, that's their opinion. It's completely fine for everybody to have their own opinion, but I just know in my heart, I haven't done anything wrong. And that's all that matters. So mm-hmm. as long as I stay on my straight path, you know, it really doesn't affect anything. So as long as I can keep that attitude and I don't get lost in all of it, then I should be good.
I know for a fact you're not a one-trick pony. A lot of people, all the young guys, all they can do is with the forward-facing sonar. And I see you. You're happy power fishing. You're happy skipping one under a dock. You're, you know, whatever it takes. Throwing a jig as much as having to throw, you know, that little minnow on a jig head. You know, you obviously a very versatile fisherman and off to an incredible start. And it's going to be really fun to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing how you do at Champlain and how you do at the St. Lawrence. Between the two places, you've been there exactly one time, and this is going to really test you. And that's good. You know what I mean? Go get them.
You're right. It is good. That's just it's such a different thing. And I've always, like, my biggest thing is I play mind games. So, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, Trey. I was like, I get negative. I'm like, Trey, you don't know how to catch smallmouth. And then I'm like, oh, well, whatever this or something. You look at the tournament weights, and I go out there and I fish, you know, all day. And I only had, like, 18 half pounds. I'm like, okay, you got to do better, you know. Go the next day, and you're like, I'm learning more every day. So, you know, for me not having any experience on smallmouth, this has honestly been the most beneficial week of my whole career, you know. Just kind of staying up here, and then after it, after I cast and stuff, I'm going to come back. Even though we can't be on the official waters,
right,
we can go to like Cayuga, Oneida, stuff like that. And I'm just going to spend time up here. I'm just going to forget about everything. And I'm just going to spend time and try to like unlock new things. Cause I just haven't, got a grasp on this yet, but hopefully we can before the tournament rolls around.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you. Good luck and be safe going back and forth to Orlando, and we'll chat. Remember, top three come on after the tournament. So maybe we'll be talking again.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, brother. See you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hi, this is Quinn.
All right, we get a break.
A little
in
thing
here.
I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing.
Fishing,
they're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite
Jensen
things
next,
on the menu.
Right,
especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always a perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by...
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me. It's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, next week it is ICAST time. And if you're a tackle junkie like I am, this is unbelievable. This is Christmas in July. This is amazing. And, of course, we're very much Rapala guys over here at Bassmaster Radio. I mean, we're 13 Fishing. We're Rapala. We're Crush City. We're everything, man. I mean, it's just, it's been such a great partnership. And the reason is because the stuff all works, because it's very, very good. And every year they seem to kill it again and come up with stuff. And there are certain things that I say, boy, I wish I had one of these. I wish I had that. And boom, there it is. It shows up in the Rapala line the next year. So joining us now, Matt Jensen from Rapala, talk a little bit about ICAST. Matt, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am awesome, Tom. I appreciate being on the show again. It is always fun to catch up, and this time of year, it's probably the favorite time for us to catch up.
You know, there probably was a time when this stuff could all be kept kind of secret until it was actually introduced. But it seems like nowadays, I mean, first of all, pro staff guys are using it for a year or so, you know, as it's being developed. And then you've got just with social media and everything else, it's just got to be so difficult to try and keep everything embargoed until that last moment, you know, when you unveil it. It's out there. It's just people know it's out there and they're going to see it.
It is. And it's, we have our pro staff fishing a lot of this product during the entire season, starting when you guys kick off in January. And, we try to have a rule, like, try not to say anything about it unless you win. Right. Well, we got such an amazing staff, you know, when you've got a Patrick Walters out there, given love of the PXR Jowler that's coming out, it's like, well, I guess it's out. So, but that's a good thing. So we're excited about getting to ICAST and really showing off what we got coming.
And you take some of the things that have worked and been outstanding. For example, the Maverick 110 has been came out. It was a great jerk bait. A lot of guys caught a lot of fish with it in the spring. You're foolish, by the way, guys, if you've put your jerk baits away because the water's 85 degrees. I mean, that jerk bait is working tremendous. I know I have been one that have said to you over the years, weight transfer system, something. It's hard to cast, you know, the older jerk baits. But the Maverick came out, I think, cast like a dart. And then the one thing was, I wish I could get a little deeper, you know, with that thing. And boom, here you go with the PXR Deep Maverick 110, a deep diving bait that's going to, kind of completes that jerkbait line.
You've nailed it. You and every other pro staff influence of ours right away said, you know, like, we need to work on a deeper one. We already were. What's really interesting about jerkbaits now with all the live sonar out there and everything is they're, you know, we look at it as like jerk baits are becoming like the DT series. So you need a 4, 6, 10, 14, 16, right, when you're cranking and you're running different depths. Well, now you need that in jerk baits. We started with our standard 5-6 footer, but we need to cover the water column in jerk baits. So we have all the options, you know, throughout the season.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly what you've done with it. Another thing that I was saying in my boat, not publicly, but in my boat, I was saying, man, I wish I had a little bigger Rocco. I'm a big Rocco guy. I love the Rocco, but I would like to have a little bit bigger Rocco. And sure enough, here comes the OG Big Rocco 6, which is a little bit bigger than the 5 now. Nice, good-size bullion square bill. And what's also really cool about these baits is we're used to, for a long time, you get the bait, you get these hard baits, and then you change the hooks to a better hook. You go to a VMC hook or whatever hook you want to go, generally when they come, but all of the Rapala hard baits, they come with the VMC redlined hybrid, you know, hooks that are outstanding. And I think that's part of this whole deal.
It certainly is. If it's a PXR bait, it's going to have redline hooks on it. They're on the jerk bait. They're super, super sticky. We kind of laugh and say if a fish even smiles at it, he's hooked up. And, you know, and then when you're cranking, you need that, you need a more heavier duty. You need that strong hybrid treble hook. And, that's what we've done when we designed it. Like we want tournament anglers to grab these baits off the shelf and not have to do any, you know, do any tweaking. You know, they can just go out and cover water.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And this is a question I probably should ask one of the pro staff guys, but I'll just throw it out there to you because it's a decision I have to make every time I open up my box. I have my Rocco's and my Bratz together, you know, in boxes. So, you know, what is the, if I'm thinking about throwing a square bill, what's the biggest difference between throwing a Rocco and throwing a Brett? What would make you make a decision to go one or the other?
Well, I think, you know, you can downsize with the BX Brett. Mm-hmm. So if you want, you know, there's times where if you're in river systems and you want to just be smaller, for that fishery. But the Rocco is true 100% balsa. So if you're really looking to be, you know, silent, buoyant, we know, and we're the best in the world at it, that balsa baits just get fish to react. And there are times where it outshines any other type of product. That BX Brad is right in between. It's not 100% plastic. It's not 100% balsa. So, you can get a lot, you can be a little more rugged with the BX Brad. When we first launched it, we said it was like the four-wheel drive off-road of cranking.
Right.
So, it's cool to have that, you know, if you're going to be, you know, up in the rocks and rocks and timber and all that stuff. I mean, it's fun to throw that BX Brat too, but the cool thing about Rocco is like, it was just holes in our lineup and we've really filled that out with the whole OG series.
Yeah. And I mean, it's amazing too. You have the absolute top of the line pro staff too. And there has been a ton of money that has been won on this stuff, especially now with the Crush City stuff. I mean, since Crush City stuff has come out, it has been unbelievable. And the Mooch Minnow now comes out, which is, you know, which is incredible as well, especially with the, you know, now that we're in the age of the forward-facing sonar.
It has. It's been just a super fun brand for us as we've built this out. You know, in year one, Crush City has become a shining star for Rapala, but not just the products, but just the fun that we're having branding and just marketing the passion of fishing, which is what, you know, what Rapala has always been about. And, the moment of just catching big fish, but yeah, we're on the front end of a trend with the way Freeloader has been already, this season. And then Mooch Minnow has won over $500,000, you know, between the trails and it's just getting launched at ICAST. So, yeah. It's super exciting. Shaking a minnow is you know, here to stay. We feel like we've got two of the best ones to be, you know, the leaders in that new technique between Freeloader and Mooch Minnow.
Now, for those of us that are not thrilled with shaking a minnow and we want to throw a creature bait up there against the bank, or we want to drag a Carolina rig around, the new Crush City Hedgehog. Now, this is something that's unlike the other stuff in the line. This Hedgehog has come out here, and it's kind of a blend of everything you've done, you know, with the cleanup craw and the Bronco. It's, you could see a little bit of those in there, but then it's a bigger bait, 4.5-inch bait, nice long tails on it. This is going to be a very, very popular item.
It certainly is. If, you know, we have four new style baits added to the lineup, and we needed a creature bait. And, you know, the Hedgehog is just is one of those, like, multi-purpose, you know, style baits. But there's a lot of anglers that, you know, still want a Carolina rig and drag it around. And there's just, you know, it really rounds out our assortment. The forward-facing, like, appendages that we have that's in the cleanup crowd, we move that into the Hedgehog. It just gives that little bit of different action to a creature style bait. And it's got a lot of curl tails. You can actually tweak this bait too. I mean, you can take off parts of the bait to fish it smaller if you want. So it's kind of cool. We've seen a lot of different stuff happen with the pros that have been using it.
Yeah, Matt Jensen with us from Rapala, talking about all of the stuff. Of course, Rapala is also 13 Fishing. Some new rods have come out from 13 Fishing as well, updating that line, that Oath series. Now, what makes this Oath series a little bit different?
Well, yeah, 13 is just has been a super awesome brand to be a part of, and the Oath series is the best rod and best feel in your hand for $100.
Mm-hmm.
And 13 really needed to focus on that, and they've worked really hard of developing that rod, and it's just super exciting to have a rod that's at a great price point that is the quality for tournament anglers, like high school and college anglers that are fishing more and more tournaments every single year. Their days on the water sometimes are as much as what these pros are. And mm-hmm. and we want to be able to have items in the lineup that's for every type of angler. You know, we'd rather have some these anglers being able to buy more rods, than just buying one or two, you know, because the price is so high. So we're excited about having a rod that's $100 that our pros that we work with and field test with are like, These things have an amazing feel, and they would fish a tournament with them.
You guys have been a leader, obviously, with VMC. VMC is such a big, big part of the whole Rapala line. And now VMC, you know, taking that great hook technology and incorporating the spinnerbaits, you know, the old Terminator line, spinnerbaits and jigs, all under the VMC heading. And that is, that also seems to be something that's making a lot of sense for Rapala.
Yeah, VMC is such a credible brand and growing brand for us. We did a lot of VMC branding with Bassmaster for a couple of years, having the VMC Monster Bag program. Now we've flipped that to Crush City, which has been a super fun promo. But VMC as a brand just brings super quality product to the anglers. There's a lot of trust in that. And, you know, we had the Terminator brand around for years, and it just was it was just older and stagnant, and the best products we had that were in that brand, we're moving to VMC. It brings more trust and equity to the brand, and we're excited to have skirted jigs and spinner baits grow in the lineup for that. And the Redline series and the Redline jigs that we're coming out with too are just expanding in the entire lineup. So it's an exciting time for the terminal side.
Yeah, and then finally, Rapala has been the gold standard for scales and for culling and so on for years, you know, with their touchscreen scale that you see so often. But a new scale coming out, and it almost looks, the screen is so clear. And, you know, if you have polarized sunglasses on, it's the one thing. Sometimes it's tough, you know, to see the screen. The screen is so clear on this new Rapala scale. And the culling system on it, you know, your top five bass and so on and so forth. I mean, this is a game changer. I know it's not a touchscreen deal, but it is a game changer. It is a nice looking scale.
It is. What's cool is like what we wanted to have is the best visibility on the market and the best accuracy as well. And we've had amazing scales out. Our tournament scale touchscreen right now is one of our top sellers and always will be. But this was just the visibility, the sunlight, wearing sunglasses, taking photos and wanted to show off your top five fish or the fish you just caught. So that oversized e-ink display is the coolest display we've ever put into a scale. We're super excited about it. It's got that easy clamp for great conservation on the bass when you're weighing them. And We're excited about this one. The tools and accessory side has always been a big part of Rapala.
I tell you what, Matt Jensen has been our guest. Matt, we're so excited about all the new products, and we know that this stuff will be on the store sooner, on the shelf sooner than later. Have a great week down there in Orlando next week, and we look forward to seeing all the new stuff.
Hey, I appreciate it. Believe it or not, you and I just covered only a small percentage of what we have coming out at ICAST. So, everyone listen, if they could pay attention to social media, we're gonna blow it up on our channels. It'll be a lot of fun in our booth, and it's going to be exciting to just kind of put it all out there and have everybody be excited about 2025 product that's shipping this fall.
All right, man. Tremendous. Appreciate you as always, Matt.
You got it. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Matt Jensen. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
This is sponsored by Checkers and Rallies. The second Friday of each July is officially National French Friday. And everybody knows that Checkers and Rallies' tasty burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches are best with an order of fully loaded French fries to complete the meal. Across the United States, Checkers and Rally's drive-in restaurants are gearing up for a delicious celebration. From July 1st through the 12th, they are offering a chance to win a fully loaded French fry pass, which gets you free fully loaded fries for a year. That's enough for one regular size fully loaded fries each week for 52 weeks. 100 winners will be selected. Visit frygiveaway.com to enter. Must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older. No purchase necessary to enter. Plus, in honor of Checkers and Rally's moving National French Fry Day to be on a Friday, Rewards App members can get a free regular size fully loaded fries with any purchase starting Friday, July 12th, the real Friday, through Sunday, July 14th. Remember, you must be a member of the Checkers and Rally's Rewards program to get this app-based offer. So download the app and join today.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on a $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Let's take a look now at the Minco Quest for the AOI after Smith Lake. You know, the new Quest series of dual 2436 brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments, with a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered mount, enhanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life. The only thing this motor won't do is quit. Justin Hamner won't quit either. The reigning Bassmaster Classic champ has now taken over the lead in the AOI with 595 points after the very unfortunate events that left Trey McKinney near last place at Smith Lake. McKinney is now second, about 24 points back at 571. So he's got some work to do in the last couple of events if he's going to catch up. Cody Huff is third. Chris Johnston now is in fourth. Jacob Faust is fifth. John Garrett sixth. Jay Zucurit is now in seventh place. JT Tompkins, another rookie, is eighth. Corey Johnston is ninth. And another rookie, Wesley Gore, having an outstanding season, is in 10th. Jordan Lee did not have the event that he wanted to have in both the Alabama events, and he has now slipped to 11th place. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you will see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.